Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is using its 25th anniversary celebrations across the island to equip farmers with skills to deal with climate change. Stay with us to find out more on today's program. I'm Angie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the Hub Effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
As part of its 25th anniversary celebrations, RADA will be focusing on climate change resilience techniques to assist farmers to deliver high yields amid the effects of climate change. Chief Executive Officer, CEO of RADA, Lenworth Fulton, says utilizing new farming techniques, including drought mitigation strategies, irrigation, water harvesting, greenhouse production, and various soil husbandry operations are necessary in a climate change environment. He says RADA is also focusing on capacity building to better serve the nation's farmers, as well as the development of alternative sources of income for the authority through income generation projects.
We're also reminding our farmers that they are the main engine of growth in this economy, that the country depends upon their productivity.
Mr. Fulton says Jamaica is depending on the productivity of farmers to reduce the over $1 billion US dollar bill to import food into the island.
Agriculture is the main employment area of this country, taking into consideration sugarcane, banana, domestic crops, livestock, etc. And therefore, it is a most important sector for this economy to operate. The $1 billion food import bill must be reduced by even 40-45% over a 5-year period for Jamaica to get out of the debt trap that it is in.
Farmers will, in short order, have more trained and informed extension officers available to them with a focus on improved production and profitability. And come September, RADA will open a new office in Trelawney built at a cost of $89 million. The office will be located on the Hague Agricultural Showground, and it will also house the Jamaica Agricultural Society and the Jamaica 4-H Club parish organizations. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day, dog nyam ya sopa. This saying usually relates to the consequences of an action or situation. For example,
you forget your wife's birthday? Dog nyam ya sopa.
You forget your anniversary? Dog nyam ya sopa.
And this means you will be punished or something bad will happen to you.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroying the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Angie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.